With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Utah man charged with killing Charlie Kirk made his first in-person court appearance on Thursday as his attorneys pushed to further limit media access in the high-profile case.
In September, Charlie Kirk was shot and killed on the Utah Valley University campus in Orem. Prosecutors plan to seek the death penalty. Graff has already made allowances to protect Robinson's presumption of innocence before trial. Several university students who witnessed Kirk's assassination were in court. William Brown says he was about 10 feet from Kirk when he was shot, and his brain is still trying to make sense of it.
And that is Ed Donahue reporting also at SRNnews.com. A nice little bonus for some Amtrak workers as Christmas approaches.
Department of Transportation says more than 18,000 Amtrak personnel will receive a $900 bonus before the end of the year. The bonuses will come from Amtrak's executive leadership team bonus packages. The federal authorities urged executives to forego 50% of their bonuses. In the meantime, Amtrak set records for ridership and revenue in the 2025 fiscal year. Jason Walker reporting.
Ford is introducing some new technology aimed at outsmarting vehicle thieves. We get more details from Rich Thomason.
The automaker has introduced a feature in its popular F-150 pickups that prevent them from starting even if key fobs are present. Owners can use Ford's Start Inhibit to disable their F-150's engine from a smartphone. The pickup was in the top 10 of most stolen models over the first half of the year. Ford Secure General Manager Christian Moran says there are a lot of F-150s on the road, and thieves like those pickups. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. The Department of Justice is weighing in on a Virginia school dispute. We get the details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Two boys were suspended from Stonebridge High School in Loudoun County after complaining about a girl being allowed to use the boys' locker room. Their families are suing, and now the DOJ has filed a motion to intervene on their behalf. The department has issued a statement saying, quote, Loudoun County's decision to advance and promote gender ideology tramples on the rights of religious students who cannot embrace ideas that deny biological reality. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious celebrations are powering a surge in seafood sales in this country. In recent years, the Italian-American custom of the Feast of the Seven Fishes has grown in popularity. The meal is intended as a vigil, the last moment of Advent before Jesus is born. Americans of Eastern European descent often want carp on Christmas Eve, while others want salt cod for Christmas dinner. This is SRN News. Tomorrow is Wreaths Across America Day. Correspondent George Williams explains.
Wreaths Across America has grown as a tradition since 1992. Donated green Christmas wreaths with distinctive red bows are set at grave sites by both families and volunteers to honor the lives of those who served our nation as well as their family members who are laid together at rest. The day features the arrival of 13 tractor-trailer trucks in the morning at our nation's most hallowed grounds, Arlington National Cemetery, across the Potomac River from our nation's capital. Similar events are taking place all across the U.S.
That is George Williams reporting. Ex-Michigan coach Sharon Moore remains behind bars after being charged with home invasion and stalking. Moore was arrested on Wednesday near Ann Arbor following an alleged assault. The school says that he was fired for an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. You'll find more of these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.